Hey, everyone, this is Mike. Just a heads up, about halfway through the episode, I tell a story about Phil Collins, but for some reason, I say Peter Gabriel. So I'm talking about Phil Collins, but I'm saying Peter Gabriel. I'm a moron. I don't know why I said Peter Gabriel, but it's Phil Collins. So if you're listening to the story and you're like, dude, that's Phil Collins, not Peter Gabriel, you fucking moron. Like, I know that. Hand up. Self-suspension, 2 weeks without pay. My bad. Enjoy the show.
Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Most comedians have a podcast, but this is a show where two comedians have a morning show podcast. That's right. Eat shit, Kelly and Ryan. I am your host, Mike Camerlingo. Joined alongside me, as always, is Julia Young. Julia, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Great intro. I loved it. I love when we kind of threaten Kelly and Ryan, who are our biggest competitors. So that's, to me, is important to show aggression, you know?
Wouldn't it be cool if Kelly and Ryan had us as guests on their show, like as a goof?
I don't know what we would talk about. I think it would just be silence. What would you say to them?
I'd be like, so what do you guys usually talk about? Like,
what? I've never seen your show.
Please tell me.
Ryan, don't you have like too many jobs? And he'd be like, yeah, I do.
What is that guy's deal? Because we were talking about before the podcast. I mean, I get like anxiety when I have like 1.5 things to do. Like, I don't get how he has like six. Doesn't he have like a national radio show every day? He hosts all these things.
Yeah, he's like bi-coastal. The difference is with you and him is he makes millions and millions of dollars.
But no, that's the point though. Like, I'm always like, I think if I made like $2 million, I would just disappear. Like, I don't get why people, when's enough enough?
Well, I was talking about that with like when the lottery was happening, or like the Mega Millions shit, where it was like almost $1 billion. And it's like, what's the minimum you would need to win in the lottery to quit your job and just be like, I'm good. Like, 5 million? 10? I feel like that's not enough.
I mean, you're acting like I have a steady job to begin with. So,
but you know, imagining, right? It's like if you have $5 million, like that's not what it used to be. I feel like you still have to like, invest part of it.
Well, I guess the difference is, and this is talking about Seacrest. I mean, it's all about the lifestyle, right? Like Seacrest with $5 million is way different than my Massachusetts ass eating subs every day. Like I could make $5 million last like 200 years. So,
yeah. Yeah,
I think
that's true.
I think if you're used to like just all this expensive shit, if you buy a car for 200 grand, you know,
is it a Tesla?
I'm driving a Kia for 8 grand. Like that's a different life. So
I am going to buy a Tesla if I have millions of dollars.
Are those,
right?
They're really expensive Teslas.
I think they can be. I don't know. I think they're scam too. I think Elon Musk is a big scam.
Yeah,
but if you talk about him,
every time I hear him talk, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah. If you talk about him on Twitter, you will get doxxed because his little fans love him.
He's got a big fan base. Yeah.
Much like us. And speaking of which.
Yes. Yes. Please subscribe, comment, rate the podcast. Tell your friends too. I mean,
tell your friends.
You know, we're trying to crack the algorithm.
Yeah. We're trying to learn what an algorithm is first. And then we're going to crack it wide open, you know?
Crack the algorithm. Yeah, tell your boss. If you have a job, tell your boss, and then you will no longer have a job.
Yeah, and that would be called a Java Good Morning. Okay. Also, if you have questions, you know, you want us to ruin your life, email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We try to answer all your questions and emails. And sometimes we get spam mail. And you know what? That makes us feel like someone's listening.
So. I've been getting a lot. Oh, we already talked about all my porn bots, but I feel like a couple of those I'm really connecting with. So I'm going to check back and see.
Do they like your photos or they just follow you and anything?
They just ask to follow me and then they don't do anything. But I really want to, maybe this has been done, but like, who are the women in these photos? They're real people, but they're just being used as, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would you do if you saw your picture as like a
using my photo unless it's like to recruit for like, I don't know, dating daughters of rabbis website, but I feel like you could like Google reverse search these photos and see like if any of them are in distress or like missing persons.
Oh, I could
like
be a hero.
To Wayfair. Yeah, you could be a hero. You've always wanted to be a hero.
I have always wanted to be a hero, even since even when I was a young kid. Oh, we talked about, you didn't watch The Bodyguard in the past week, did you?
No, I didn't. And I didn't watch Backdraft either because it wasn't streaming for free. But I watched some other stuff I want to tell you about.
All right, well, I won't spoil The Bodyguard, but someone acts like
a
hero.
Right?
Someone acts like the hero in that movie. And when I was a kid, I was always like, oh, I want to do something cool like that. And
is it Whitney Houston who's the hero?
No. It's, what's his name?
Well, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, baby. He's the bodyguard.
He's
the bodyguard.
And she's the body, he's the guard. Okay.
Can I tell you what happens?
Please do.
Someone tries to shoot her and he dives in front of the bullet. Boom.
Yeah, as he should. That's isn't his job description.
Yeah, but they fall in love.
He's not a hero.
They fall in love, though. It's a love story.
Well, you know what? That also happens in the movie I told you about, The Sentinel, with Michael Douglas, who's the 66-year-old Secret Service agent. It's like, yeah, he's going to take a bullet, but he also falls in love.
I forgot to watch that.
You gotta. It's so bad. It's so bad.
God damn. All right. I gotta watch it.
Yeah,
isn't Michael Douglas the guy who said he got oral cancer from like eating his wife out? So, sorry.
Yeah, he had like throat,
not safe for
throat
work.
Or tongue cancer, and he's like, you know, some people get this from cunnilingus, and then all the headlines were like, Catherine Zeta-Jones's pussy gave him cancer. And he's like, well, thanks for making it hot, Michael.
And then there were like so many idiots like me who were like, wait, can that happen? And then you're like, you know, you're like searching. I didn't get an answer to that. So
a lot of idiots like you who are like, yeah, that's why I don't go down on broads. Okay. It's bad for my health.
Unless you got a tongue condom, I ain't doing that. Okay. Yeah. I don't think so. Well, I meant to watch The Sentinel. I did watch a couple things, but, before we get to that, we have an Australian listener, Alexander Robinson. Ooh. And he wrote on Twitter that your Vegemite technique is 10 out of 10.
Oh, like talking about a lot of butter and a little bit of Vegemite, right?
Yeah, he said it can't be improved. So you did a great job.
Wow. Listen, I'm going to do my New Zealand accent now and say hello to everyone from Australia who's listening. So we really appreciate your fandom. So thank you. So yeah.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good. But we'll have people from the other side.
It's a bad Australian, but a good New Zealand accent is what I've been told. But
oh, the rivalry. No. You sparked up the rivalry again.
Yeah, I did. And, a good way to get into an Australian or a New Zealand accent is to say Jennifer Lopez. So Jennifer Lopez.
That sounded good, I think.
Thank you. Try it.
Alexander Robinson. Let us know if that was good. Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
I feel like I need a different way to get into it because I can't get into it that way.
Okay.
I say mate. Hey, all right, mate.
Mate.
Hey, all right, mate. Like mate, M-A-T-E, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mate. Yep. Yeah, mate. Did you know? Fun fact about me that you might not know. I did a semester abroad in college, and I went to Australia.
Did not know that, but that makes sense because I feel like that's where, if you want to just party and do nothing, that's where you go.
I was like, I'm like really, I just need a place where they speak the same language because I can't figure that out. And then by the time you figure it out, you got to leave.
Yeah, it's a real C+ average type of student going to Australia.
I was like, okay, pros and cons. Cons, it's a really long flight, but pros, you'll understand everyone when you get there.
Yeah, the only thing you have to learn is Foster's, which is Australian for B.
I'll tell you what. None of them drank Foster's. That was like,
really? It's not a,
that's
not
like
popular?
I mean, they have it over there, but it's like, you're not like a real Aussie if you drink Foster's.
They're not proud of it. It's not like they're like, oh, we're going to Australian or the Outback Steakhouse. That's a local watering hole.
You want to stand out as like a tourist, find an Outback Steakhouse in Australia and order a Foster's. They'll be like, dude,
they'll arrest you.
You had to drink VB. Yeah. VB was one. And then what was the other one? Oh, Tui's. Okay, I would always drink VB and people would be like, dude, that's shit beer. But that went with my personality because
VB drink, very bad.
Yeah, I would drink Bud Light and people would say that's shit beer too. So jokes on you.
You're an idiot. Also, if you want to get into a Cockney accent, if you want to say Michael Caine's name the way he says it, you got to say my cocaine.
I know this trick actually.
My cocaine.
Yeah, you can't help but say it. My cocaine. Even
Master
if you do it
Wayne.
Right, very blandly, my cocaine.
Yeah, my cocaine.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So you know, we're all about teaching you here, you know, guys, and learning really. And we have a lot to learn and teach about finances. Should we jump into our financial sector section of the show?
So guys, I don't know if you've been paying attention to something called Robinhood. You'll probably, if you're like are really into it and you know what happened, you'll probably just stop listening now. But Julie and I are going to attempt to figure out what's happening with GameStop and AMC and all these like weird stocks and Robinhood. So do you understand what's happening? Because I have a kind of idea.
I think I know where it's like Reddit was like, let's buy all of these stocks in GameStop because big evil hedge funds are shorting it, meaning they think it's going to fail. So we'll buy it so that they get screwed and they get bankrupt, right?
Basically, I mean, they were like these hedge funds were shorting GameStop because, they thought it was going to fail. I did a deep dive into what shorting a stock means. Do you know what that means? It's like they borrow it and then they sell it and then they wait for it to go down and then they buy it back. And
so complicated. They make
that difference. I know. So then all these people on Reddit were like, fuck it. Let's send this thing through the roof. These guys will get stuck holding the bag. Plus we can make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And I think that was like the, you know, the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, but then it's like, everyone got upset. All the rich people were like, this should be illegal. It's not illegal when we do it, but when you do it, it is. And then
Robinhood, which is like an app where anybody can like buy and sell and trade and all that shit, basically like put a hold on people's accounts. Like they were like, you can't do all the stuff you need to do right now.
Yeah.
So that was another big thing.
Do you use Robinhood?
No. I'm more of a, you know, put a couple bucks in some long-term bonds. I'm more of that
under your mattress. Yeah.
I'm a long-term guy. I got
quarters and socks.
I got too much anxiety to ride the daily buying and selling of individual stocks.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's just such a complicated industry and you feel dumb like even reading about it because you feel like all these hedge fund dudes are like smarter than you, but they're not. They just know different terms and they went to business school and they wear vests, you know?
Let me tell you something. I will never trust somebody who has a different color shirt than their collar. You know, all those like Wall Street guys, they have like, if you have like a white collar and a blue shirt or a blue striped shirt.
Yep. Yep.
I'm like, dude, your shirt and your collar should be the same color. And if it's not, you're doing cocaine and trying to steal my house. Like, no thanks.
Yeah. That's called white collar crime.
White
you
collar
know?
Crime. They have to wear a white collar. Oh, they have to now.
Yeah. It all makes sense. Yeah. These people are real bad. I dated a hedge fund guy once. And he had a Rolex, which should have been a red flag. Well, the hedge fund thing should have been a red flag too.
Ooh, but you know what? Can I stop you right there?
Please stop me.
What's watch life all about? Like, should I get a watch? For my whole life, I've been like, I need to get a watch. Like, I'm not a man until I get a watch. But I just don't have a watch.
Watch life is weird. I mean, because then there are people who start collecting watches, which doesn't make sense because you can only wear one at a time.
Well, that's like the sneakerheads too.
Yeah.
I don't really get that.
But it's so expensive. I will say, and
Ryan,
I hope he doesn't mind
Seacrest
this.
Is a sneakerhead.
Is he? Well, so am I then. That's what we have in common. Let's just say that my current roommate saw a movie. You ever see Desperately Seeking Susan?
I don't know.
Is that with Madonna? Is that what it's called? Desperately Seeking Susan. So this is a movie with Rosanna Arquette and Madonna. And Aidan Quinn. And in that movie, Aidan Quinn wears his watch to sleep, like to bed.
That's psycho move.
Well, the person I live with saw the movie and was like, that's fucking cool.
Oh,
and
really?
Now he does it. And now this person wears his watch to sleep because of Aidan Quinn, because it's like a cool move.
Who's
so
Aidan Quinn?
I just, yeah.
Who
yeah.
is that?
He's an actor in Desperately Seeking Susan.
I think we need to have an intervention for your roommate.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, look.
Does
he
wear socks to bed too?
No, God, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. But this guy was in, you know, Aidan Quinn is like a heartthrob kind of
guy. Yeah,
Legends of the Fall, Frankenstein, you know.
Ooh, Legends of the Fall. That's a good one.
Yeah, but I will say, you know, it is an insane thing, but... You know, movies inspire us in different ways, is what I will say. So
I guess when I was watching Backdraft, I was like, should I be a firefighter? The problem is, my problem with that is I want to be a firefighter. I kept asking my wife. I was like, but she's like, you don't really like heights. Like you're going to, mm-hmm. I was like, is there a firefighter that like doesn't get up on the ladder? Like I can put out all the fires on the first floor. Like I can
you
be,
can
a,
be the hose guy, the water
I can be
guy,
ground floor firefighter, maybe even the driver. Yeah. Like I can be the first and second floor.
Or you could help take care of the Dalmatian. You know, you could be the groomer.
I can
you could
cook.
Be the one who cooks. Yes.
I just want to wear a cool blue fire shirt and just like pal around with the boys, you know, and ladies.
But I feel like
women can be firefighters too.
Women can be firefighters. Exactly. Please. But I do feel like, don't you get, is it just me that gets the night sweats? Wouldn't you like overheat in the whole uniform thing?
And okay. This
were suspenders.
My main problem about being a firefighter, other than that, I wouldn't want to go above 10 feet is that, I would be, because being a firefighter is just, it's so much sitting around time and then it's like time to go. So I would be so anxious about like when the time to go time was. Mm-hmm. I would be like, are we going to eat dinner? Or like, do you think like something's going to like happen? Like, should I go to sleep or should I would just be a mess the whole time.
Like even when you're peeing, you'll be like, am I going to get interrupted here? Like, you constantly, or it's like the alarm bell goes off and you got to slide down that pole. You know, real fast.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't like using going number two in a public restroom is because I'm
you're
like,
afraid there'll be a fire.
But I will be low to the ground. People like, oh, you like someone in here? Knock, knock. It's just like, I just give me like, I need to know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the answer to your question, listeners, yes, I have been going to therapy. And I think it's getting better.
Yeah. Okay. So now that you guys understand what's happening with Robin Hood, real quick, now we're going to talk about tax season. Have you started getting W-2s and all that stuff and having to do taxes?
I got my first one.
I did a bunch. Year.
You're a little more steadily employed than I am. I'm a 1099 guy. I mean, you're a W-2 person, so you're going to get something from your job. I'm going to get like 15 different fucking things.
Oh, it's the worst. You have to scan them all.
It's terrible. So,
yeah, I don't understand how they make sure that everyone pays the right amount of taxes. It doesn't feel like things, just too big.
This year I started doing, I've done it before, but this year I got on top of it again, which is where you pay like quarterly. So I paid my taxes in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. So I feel like I'll be a little bit more on top of it, but
it's not as stressful.
We'll see, dude.
Yeah. And then, you know, if anyone wants to email us, let us know how much we can write off for charitable donations to really get those refunds up. Let us know. And this isn't tax fraud. It's called gaming the system, which
I have things for this podcast, business expense, Zoom, this microphone,
your apartment rent.
Yes, exactly. So
you write off 50%. Yeah.
These things are all called, you know, home office. That's a home office, baby. Mm-hmm. So I just want everyone to know I'm doing it on the up and up.
We're all legal. Yeah.
What was not upright transition, big deal.
Good transition.
Seamless. Mm-hmm. Was me. I tried to do a 30-minute cardio boxing workout on YouTube.
No.
I want you to guess how long I lasted, and be like honest, like not 30 seconds, but like how
11
long
minutes.
Oh man. I lasted 6.5 minutes and it was it was nonstop though. I mean, how many fucking jab,
why would
right.
You choose 30,
jab, right.
Dude, that's too much to start with.
No, I should have did 10 minutes and then, it would have made me feel less bad. And I just sat down and I started laughing at myself.
Did you have boxing gloves or what does cardio boxing mean?
Yeah, it's just kind of like you throw, he's giving you like punch combinations to throw. So you'd
punch
be like,
combinations? Punch. Oh boy.
He'll be like, all right, now we're going to do a 1-6-2. 1-6-2. So it's like, you know, hook, uppercut, jab, hook, uppercut, jab.
You love this shit, you weird karate kid.
I loved it for about 30 seconds. And then my fat body.
It's not a fat body, it's a worthy body.
I agree though. I'm not trying to say I'm fat. I'm a little, I got a beer bod, even though I don't drink that much beer, you know?
Look, everybody is a body. You know what I mean? And we love our bodies and we hate ourselves. So
I told my clothing line that I didn't come out with yet. It's going to be Heavy Boys. And it's just about a lifestyle. It's like someone who likes bread, who's like not going to
Bread Boys. Yep.
Bread Boys.
Yep.
Maybe I should be the Bread Boys. Oh, I also have another, I have a business idea I want to run by you. So
okay, great.
Do you ever drink tea?
No, because it's disgusting.
Okay, fuck. All right, well, this is for all the tea but drinkers out there.
Okay.
Tea drinkers out there, okay? I make tea at home all the time, and I love it because I'm a little fancy boy. But this is what I don't order tea at like a coffee place or like a Starbucks or something, because what happens is they make it scalding hot and they put the top on and you can never drink it. You take sips and you burn your mouth. So I'm going to have a place where it's called ready to drink tea. And people will be like, yeah, let me get a black tea. And I'll go, oh, cool. Do you want it hot or ready to drink? And you can order it like ready to drink. So it's a little cooled down. Like it's a little more, this will not burn your mouth, but you got to drink it within 10 minutes.
Okay. Can I ask some follow-ups?
I may not be prepared to answer, but let's hear. Let's go.
Here, putting on my Barbara Corcoran hat. This is a real dumb idea. Can't people just order it normal and wait 10 minutes for it to cool down, or you don't have that type of time in your life?
Oh, you would say something like that. Hey, here's your burger. You can't eat it for 20 minutes. It's like, no, you order it. You want to drink it. And I don't like, it's so hot when you get it and it's just burns.
Can you blow on it? Or couldn't you serve it with an ice cube on the side?
Ice cube, please. No. People who drink tea at Starbucks, please let me know if you've ever burned your fucking mouth on a hot tea before.
Well, this podcast does not support Starbucks because we hashtag buy local, don't we?
I've been buying a weekly iced coffee from Starbucks. So that's my-
Just
that's
once my and it lasts you the whole week?
No, drink it once and then the rest of the week, I got to shift to tea because my stomach can't handle
it. Diarrhea.
I got a sensitive stomach.
Yeah, I know. I think everyone knows. Even hearing your voice, it's a sensitive voice, sensitive stomach.
I know. Sensitive boy with a sensitive stomach.
I mean, the thing I'm dealing with right now is not hot tea. It's that there's a grape nut shortage and my father is traumatized because he eats grape nuts every single day for breakfast.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love your
big dad cereal. Yeah, you forgot you love my father. Grape nuts is great. If you haven't tried it, it's imagine like pouring gravel into a bowl and then adding milk and then eating gravel.
It does have a real gravelly feel.
It's so gravelly. It's
put any fruit in it?
He does raisins. He's a raisin boy, as he calls himself, or my nephew calls him a raisin boy. So.
A little raisin boy. I kind of like
a little
like
raisin
that.
Boy for you know, to sweeten it up. You got to have your raisins. I think they're good for you, right? Raisins?
But maybe when it's in. I was reading an article, no big deal, one of the ones I read this week.
Mm-hmm, and big reader.
Some doctor was saying that if you put like bananas in your cereal, which I do all the time, she's like, your body's just going to think you're eating a bowl full of candy. And I was like, bitch, how dare you attack my lifestyle?
Wait, but aren't bananas healthy? I don't know. Understand.
Yeah, but something about like, because they have sugar in them and then they combine with the other sugar. No. It's super sugar.
No. Did you read this on Yahoo Health? Because it's not real. If you did,
it was the first article I clicked on. I don't know the website. I think it was SeanHannity.com. No, I don't know what the fuck it was.
Well, listen, it's time for one of our favorite segments in the biggest chunk of our show, which is called Content Corner. Wow.
We need a little
music stick.
A little thing right there. Someone goes, ah, maybe I'll put that in. I watched a lot of shit this week, Julia.
Oh man, tell me everything.
Well, I'm looking at I started season 3 of Cobra Kai.
How many seasons is there? Didn't it just come out?
There's 3, but I think they're doing a 4th.
My
Cobra Kai take is this. Season 1 is amazing. Like,
okay.
No joke about it. I really, if you put a gun to my head, I would say Cobra Kai should have been 1 8-part series. You know what I mean?
And I will put a gun to your head one of these days.
If, however, anyone involved with Cobra Kai wants to have me write for season 4, I have a lot of good karate things to think of. Season 2 was pretty good, too.
Because of your kickboxing.
Yeah, I did 6.5 minutes. And season 3 is good. It's kind of going down, you know, things are kind of getting wild. But I do like the characters, and it's a nice, easy watch.
Is it emotional? Like, do you...
Season 1.
Tears?
Yeah. Season 1 did such a good job of like, have you ever seen The Karate Kid?
Is that Three Ninjas or is that a different movie?
I'm going to pretend your ass didn't just say that. Okay. Oh my God. No, that's different. That's different.
It's like you asking like, oh, how does Barbara Streisand spell her first name? It's like, there's no A. There's no second A.
Oh my God. Okay. You're basically attacking my very essence. So I think if you had a connection to The Karate Kid, then season 1 would be a little emotional.
Okay.
In a good way, like when you see a deer running into the woods or something. I saw a deer this morning. That's why I said that. That's why I wasn't good at improv, because I would just say the thing that I just saw. I'd be like, people in the audience, and they're like, what? So.
Yeah. Also, we don't support improv here. but is that Ralph Macchio?
Macchio.
I always get his name wrong, but Macchio.
Macchio and the legend, Elizabeth Shue.
You got a big crush on her, huh?
Oh yeah. Growing up, she was the it girl. And to be honest, to be honest, she still is in my heart.
Is she still? She's still
I
rocking.
I think she makes an appearance in season 3, but I haven't seen her yet.
Okay.
Well, but she was in
Shoe Watch. Yeah.
I will. Yeah. Well, we'll do a weekly segment called Shoe Watch.
Shoe Watch. Yeah. You're a real sneakerhead for her. Yeah.
Another thing I think you may be interested in is that I got 4 beers. I'm getting drunk off 4 beers nowadays, which is very, very little.
But it is?
For my big body.
Okay. Not for me. Yeah.
I put on Friends.
Ooh.
And I have a couple questions.
Yeah. I'll answer
I think
them.
We talked about this at some point, but.
We did a whole Friends podcast. Yeah, if you guys want
to
listen.
That's what it was. But my question is, and I don't remember the answer to it. Mm-hmm. Why is everyone wearing suits, like in a casual environment? Like, so they go to Joey's like off Broadway play, and Ross and Chandler, who are 24, are both wearing suits. Are they coming from work? Are they, what's the deal?
Yeah, I think they're coming from work, you know, because Chandler works for like data processing and analyzing, and Ross is a professor of paleontology. So I think they are coming from work, but their suits are very bad and cheap looking. I don't think Joey owns a suit in the show, but they are very formal. I mean, this is also the era, the early seasons is when they put Chandler in these like bowling shirts. It's like, it's so awful. And like a lot of sweater vests. It's
could
really
my
bad.
Shirt be any baggier? Oh yeah, man. I used to tell a lot of jokes like that. Chandler had kind of looking back, I was probably pretty.
He was a comedy influence. Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad.
I know. Oh boy. I wrote this down, and I thought I was losing my mind, or maybe it was the Bud Light sneaking into my bloodstream. But they go to Pete's house, which is Jon Favreau, and he's like loaded.
Oh yeah,
remember?
He's a millionaire. He's a millionaire. Wants to get into MMA fighting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they're all like messing around in the house, and Chandler sits down on like a really expensive couch, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, IKEA, this is comfortable. So my question is, what's the joke? I don't get it. It's not an IKEA couch.
Right. Is he saying like, this is comfortable, but instead it's IKEA.
Yeah. He's trying. Yeah. The inflection is like, this is good. So he
maybe
turns it into
IKEA furniture, because he's poor compared to Jon Favreau.
But so in my opinion, like,
it's not a good joke.
That joke makes sense if your buddy's like, hey, come over, I got a couch, this is from IKEA or whatever. Mm-hmm, and then you do it at some point in the night. You're like, IKEA, this is good, or something, I guess. But like, to sit on like a couch that's worth like 10 grand and go, IKEA, this is comfortable, I'd be like, what? What are you talking about, dude?
It's rude, because you're kind of negging Pete, right?
Yeah,
to insinuate he got his couch at IKEA, where you really should be like, you know, Restoration Hardware, this is comfortable. ABC
like,
carpet, this is comfortable.
No one's like, dude, that makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, I feel like people don't often want to engage with Chandler and his jokes, because you're not going to get anywhere. It's just, why bother? You know, he has a personality disorder, and you just don't want to explore that, you know?
I feel like there was a video once where, I know they did it with a Big Bang Theory, but I thought they did it with Chandler, where they will pull out, someone edit it to be like no laugh track after he says stuff.
God,
and you're just like, what? I got to try to find that. I know they do it.
It makes you
want to
kill yourself.
Oh, man.
Awful.
So I have one more I want to talk about, but let's bounce it back and forth. What was some stuff?
Yeah. So when this financial stuff was going on Twitter, I thought, you know what? I should watch the pilot of Billions. Maybe it'll help me understand. Because, you know, we talk about a lot about what shows and things dads like. Dads love Billions.
Yeah.
So I figured, why not? You know, I'm dad adjacent. I have one. So watch the pilot. And I will say, there's not enough pissing, because I knew that there was a dominatrix type thing happening. And at the very opening scene, spoiler alert, it's Paul Giamatti's getting dominated. This dominatrix puts out a cigarette on his chest and then pisses on it to make him feel better. And there was not a lot of close-up of the piss. Okay. It's like, honey, I thought this was Showtime, right? And I actually didn't learn much about finances. So it was kind of a bust for me. Have you ever seen Billions?
No, I know a lot of people watch it and it's like, yeah, everyone's into it, but I don't know. Some things just don't click with your brain. I feel like it might be good, but I just never was like, I want to watch it.
Yeah. And I can't handle Damian Lewis, the redhead. He's in Homeland.
His
mouth is so small.
Some old lady, when I first moved to New York, I was like 24, came up to me. She was probably 80. And she thought I was him, and she pointed to him in the newspaper and pointed at me. And I go, dude, I don't even know who he was. I go, no, I don't think so. It was a weird experience. It was very weird.
That's flattering because he's wealthy. Yeah. But he's
maybe
British.
My skin looked nice.
Yeah.
I could maybe look British though, I think.
No, if you had red hair, I would think more that you were British,
right?
But because you got, brown hair, you're not British.
I am not. I was born in Massachusetts.
Billions was fine, but I don't know. I don't know if any Java heads, any morning people, let us know if you watch Billions, if I should continue watching Billions, is there more piss, and does it give me sound financial advice, is basically what I want to know.
I think the idea behind a TV show is you watch one episode and then you watch another one and then they go in order.
Okay.
So maybe it will grow. But you know what? Just to counter what I said, I hate when people do that. When they're like, oh, this show's great. The first two seasons suck, but this show's great. It's like, dude, no, fuck, it sucks then.
That it's like, fine. I understand if like one or two episodes up top are rough, but if you're like, look, seven episodes are awful, then on the eighth final one, they get into their groove. It's like, no, then your show is shitty.
Right.
Like the entire first season of Parks and Rec is shitty because they were trying to be The Office, but with
what happened is that's when I gave up on that show, and then and then people like love it now, and they're like, isn't that
they
better
totally
than The
Office? Revamped it season two, and she became a totally different character. But the whole first season, you're like, what the hell? I mean, look, even the first several episodes of Seinfeld are off. And I say this as a huge Seinfeld.
Oh, head, it's so off. When people, the first season is weird. I don't know if it's the whole first season,
weird.
But it's really weird. When Kramer is Kelser, what's his name? He's like a different character.
Kramer?
He's the same, but they call him something in the first couple episodes. Like, give him a different name. It's like
Kelser
or something. Yeah. There's no pace to it. It's very strange.
No. I also watched some movies. Have you ever seen The Long Kiss Goodnight with Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson?
That is that like a 90s? You're on that 90s kick, huh?
90s. I love movies from the 90s. I think this is 96. It's a
they
sweet
are good.
Spot.
I don't think so. I don't remember it anyway.
So good.
I do like both those people though.
Amazing. It's like a spy thriller action movie, a lot of dead people. Gina Davis has amnesia.
Ooh,
but she's an assassin, and it is so good. It's so exciting to see Gina Davis be a badass, because I mean, I love her, I love all her movies, but they really like let her do insane things. It's like kind of Born Identity but with a lady.
You give it an approval. You're saying
yes.
Watch this, listeners of this podcast.
Watch it. It's really good. I think it might be on HBO Max streaming. But and Samuel L. Jackson is so good in it. You know, he does his classic bits, which are always, lovely. And Brian Cox from Succession is in it.
That's another show I never watched. I love Brian Cox, but I'd never seen Succession.
And I'm going to say this, and I hate saying it, but the first two episodes of Succession are a little, and then finally it realizes it's kind of a comedy. But the first two.
That's okay. Two episodes is enough to look past. But when people are like, whole seasons are awash, I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
I got episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to rewatch here.
To rewatch. Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's a good one. So that's on Julia's approved list on the content corner.
On the content corner, yes.
We should, I feel like we should, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Know.
So thumbs down, up. The Sentinel, thumbs down.
But listen, for my thumbs down, I also love bad movies. So, there's kind of like a winking thumbs down.
Right.
Like, this is really bad. But The Sentinel is actually thumbs down when you don't, you maybe shouldn't watch it.
Thumbs off. That's thumbs off.
Thumbs off.
Just no thumb. No thumb.
Yuck. Yeah, no thumbs. Thumbs have been cut off. Yeah. What else have you been?
So, last episode we talked about this. I got a little buzzed and I went down another YouTube music rabbit hole with a lot of live music. And
I don't care for. Yeah.
It was beautiful. And I was watching Simon and Garfunkel and
Love them.
In Central Park. And I gotta tell you, Garfunkel just he does not play a guitar, and you can tell he doesn't know what to do with his hands. He's got his thumbs in his pocket, and I was like, if I was Garfunkel, I would just be like, yo, put a bass on me, put something on my chest, because he's not really grabbing the mic, he's singing so delicately. Put an acoustic on there, put something, don't even plug it in.
That's why I don't go to concerts, because I don't know what to do with my hands. And it really seems like Garfunkel doesn't know either.
I have
his
a
own
move.
Concert. What's
I put,
the move?
I kind of was similar to Garfunkel. I'll put my my hand more in my pocket and my thumb out. And then I will lock one of my knee, one of my legs, and the other one I will like let my knee click to the music.
Okay.
Wait, it's called White Guy Dad. And it's kind of a move.
Wait, so are both hands in your pockets?
Both hands are in my pocket.
Or just one?
Both hands are in my pocket, unless I have a beer. Which I will make sure I'm binge drinking.
Are you moving your neck? Kind of like, you know, like...
Yeah, little back and forth. Kind of like, is there a mosquito around me? You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Is this funky? Can I cool. move it to the beat?
Yeah, and then every now and then throwing your head back and saying a lyric too, you know, if you know.
That's my problem though. It's if I don't know every single song, why do I want to go to a concert? I don't know this music. This is new. I don't like it. I can't sing along.
I like to go to shows where if you really like the band, it's fun. But I hear you, you know.
So I feel like you're the Simon of this relationship and I'm the Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But hey, Garfunkel's got a beautiful voice. He's got that big curly fro, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the Garfunkel. Yeah.
So no, where I fine. Landed, though, where I landed was Peter Gabriel in the air tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, do you ever hear the Peter Gabriel story about that song?
No.
It's like an urban legend, okay? So let me just say, urban legend, you cannot be sued. Okay. When Peter Gabriel was a kid, his family went on vacation, and this other family next to him, they're like kind of family friends. And he snuck out of bed one night, and he saw his older brother and the kid next door, and the kid next door drowning his older brother. He drowned him. He killed him. His older brother's dead. He never told anybody because he was too scared. He didn't know what to do. He's a little kid. He's too scared.
Stop.
Then when he gets old, when he got older, when he became, you know, Peter Gabriel, he's touring solo now. He tracks this guy down, the next door neighbor, the kid, and he sends him a random ticket in the mail, right? Front row seats. And the guy doesn't remember. He's like, oh, Peter Gabriel. I love Peter Gabriel, you know? And he goes to the concert. And then when In the Air Tonight plays, they put a spotlight right on the guy. And Peter Gabriel just stares at him the whole time singing. And then later that night, the guy, filled with guilt and like, I know what I did, he went home and he goes and he kills himself.
No.
Now, my friend told me that a couple weeks ago, and my reaction was, there's no fucking way that's real.
What?
And people have asked Peter Gabriel about it, and he's like, no, it's about a divorce. But I think that story's better.
A divorce from life and death? Wow.
A divorce.
Have you looked this up?
Not really.
You've chosen not to.
I've chosen not to because I just think that's better to just tell it like
is
that.
Is his brother dead though? Did that really happen?
I told you, I didn't even look it up.
You really did nothing. You did absolutely
but I think,
no research.
I think he got asked about it on like a late night show. Like it's in the zeitgeist.
It's in the air is what you're saying.
It's in the air. And in a couple hours, it will be tonight. So
anyway, wow, I'm looking up Peter Gabriel brother. He had a lost twin brother.
Yeah, lost at the bottom of the ocean because the kid killed him. No, I don't know if he really did lose a brother, RIP, but that story is crazy. And you should pass it on as fact.
Wow. Wow. This is wild. And I don't believe it, but I love it. I love it. Wow. Okay. Well, a few more things for the content corner. Because again, this is our favorite part of the show. Because
what else can you do all week?
What else can you do? What else? I'm just watching the snowfall. So I saw the trailer for Kong versus Godzilla, the new one.
Oh yeah.
We covered that in Deez and Mero, and I was like, what's this King Kong guy all about? So we watched Kong Skull Island last night, which is I think 2017, and it's with Tom Hiddleston and Brie Larson, and again Samuel L. Jackson and John C. Reilly, and it's actually really good.
I mean, that's a great cast you just said right there.
Yeah. And it's like one of those action movies where I was like prepared to be like, oh, this is dumb and bad, but fun. But it was actually good. Like the plot was good. It was funny. It really made you feel for King Kong. We're like, I'm on Team Kong now, you know, in terms of Kong versus Godzilla.
Why are they rivals? What's their beef with each other?
Okay. So it's, you know, the flat earth theory.
That the Earth is flat?
Yeah, I guess that's it. Well, there's also a hollow Earth theory in this monster verse where it's like there's pockets that suck you in, and like the Earth's crust is hollow, and that's where monsters, demons live, and they're titans, and it's like King Kong and Mothra and you know, Godzilla, and there's like a bunch of them. So I guess Kong and Godzilla are like part of this monster verse. So that's why the, you know, this movie that's coming out soon is Kong versus Godzilla. But after we watched Kong last night, I was like, fuck it, let's do it. So we made nachos and then watched Godzilla, King of the Monsters, which is like the next one in the series. And it was so bad.
Oh, interesting.
It was so bad. It was with Millie Bobby Brown, who I guess we are supposed to like, but
we're not supposed to, you know, disparage minors, Julia. That's true. It's accepted in our society.
Okay. I'm sorry. I won't shit on kids.
Is it made by the same people though? That's weird that one was,
different people, but I think it's the same monster verse. And I hate myself for saying that.
Yeah.
But it's Kyle Chandler, who I feel like you would love because of Friday Night Lights, right?
Yeah, baby. I like Kyle Chandler. Yeah. When he shows up, yeah. I'm like, oh, Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler, he looks like a guy who drinks too much beer. You know,
you know who else I do that about when they show up, who I'm always like, oh, there's my guy, Ron Livingston.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
From like Office Space and all that shit. Like, I don't know, something about that guy. Just, I like his vibe. Whenever he shows up in a movie, I go, I like this guy.
You know, that's my guy. That's how I feel about Dennis Farina. You know, Dennis Farina, he has that Chicago accent. Dennis Farina.
I love a Chicago accent.
I love it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Was he an Ace Ventura?
Probably. One of the Ace Venturas is very transphobic and does not hold
up. The first one. Yeah. everyone starts throwing up because Finkel was turned into Einhorn or whatever the fucking name is. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
and then you watch it nowadays and you're like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is like Jim Carrey should apologize.
Dennis Farina,
instead of making his shitty art.
Dennis Farina died in 2013.
Mm, yep, may he rest. He always played a cop. You know, he's a big Chicago cop. Oh, okay.
And a TV presenter ever here. What distinguishes someone as a TV presenter? Just someone who-
If you're British. I feel like British people, like-
He's from Chicago.
I know, but somehow
presenter is such a British thing.
It's so British. Yeah. Like, I mean, I can't answer that.
Like Niles from, I don't even know if he's British, but he feels British. Niles from Frasier is a presenter and something.
Oh, David Hyde Pierce.
Okay.
I think he's American, but he had everyone had like a transatlantic accent in Frasier, like Kelsey Grammer. It's like, you're not British. You're just rich and educated, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Did Frasier talk like that when he was in Cheers?
I haven't gotten to those seasons yet.
Me either. I started season one or two. I'm on season two. I really like that show. I just stopped watching it.
Great show. John Ratzenberger is super conservative though. So
is that Coach?
That's Norm, the mailman.
Coach is my favorite
character.
Coach
is amazing. What a funny
he dies.
Guy.
That's the problem. He dies. In
okay.
The
well,
spoiler. Spoiler. Yeah. Spoiler. Godzilla got to him.
Yeah,
all right.
That's true.
Well, maybe I'll look up the trailer to one of these and try to get involved in Skull Island and all that
in
shit.
In the Monsterverse. Yeah, I love that. Love that.
Because I'm not in like the Marvel universe.
Oh, God, no.
Whenever that shit comes out, my eyes just kind of glaze over. I just don't know.
I mean, and look, God bless the people that love the Avengers and jizz all over all of that stuff. But honestly, I cannot get into it. I'm not going to watch all of them in order. It's like Star Wars, people. No offense.
No offense.
But I hate you.
No offense. My nephew is a big fan of Baby Yoda, and he doesn't know what Star Wars is, but he loves Baby Yoda. So.
Well, your nephew's a baby, so he sees another baby, right? And he sees himself. He's four.
He's like, do you like Baby Yoda? Baby Yoda.
I'm like, yeah, Uncle Mike, you like Baby Yoda?
In his Boston accent. He's like, you like Baby Yoda?
Hey, first time, long time. Hey, you like donkeys and Baby Yoda. What is Baby Yoda's name?
I got two questions. One's about Tom Brady, one's about Baby Yoda. I'll hang up and listen. I don't know what fucking Baby Yoda even is. It's Yoda as a baby, but.
Okay, love that. Love that. Okay, so this concludes Content Corner. And we know you enjoyed that. So we're moving on to the next section, which is what's that smell? Which is what we let's put another music sting right there.
What's that smell?
We talk about what we've been cooking and eating, and I'm excited to hear what food disasters you have had.
You know, the problem is I think of myself as an okay cook, but I've been fucking up big time. But I think the reason why is I've been trying different recipes. And so I've been trying to branch out a little bit. The first thing I'm about to say is not a different recipe. It's just I cooked burgers on the grill. But here is my problem. I got burgers that were way too lean. Okay. You don't eat meat, right? You're not red meat.
Yeah, I don't eat red meat. I don't know what that means.
So when you buy burgers or you buy ground beef or whatever, on it, it will say
from what, a butcher?
Yeah, or like the supermarket, the butcher, wherever. There'll be a package of beef, or sometimes they're made in burger shape already. But there'll be a thing that says percentage lean. And you want that to be like 85% is like a good one. That means there's enough fat on it to have, you know, juices.
Flavor.
I got burgers. Okay. For some reason, I wasn't thinking. And I grabbed burgers that were 94% lean. Way too fucking lean. It was like eating a table. Like there's no juices.
It's like dry and like flavorless. Is that what it means?
It's not even so much dry. Yeah. There's not as much juice in there. It's probably a lot healthier for you, but it's like, if I'm going to eat this red meat, I want a little bit of fat in there. So I kind of fucked up there. So
how much lean is like a McDonald's patty? Like, is that like really, really fatty?
It's hard to know if that's even real meat, but
yeah, true. Can you marinate a burger like in juices? I don't know.
Yeah, you can. So if you have ground beef, you can put, sometimes we put in like onions and peppers ahead of time.
Ooh, real Italian.
And then cook it like that. So,
okay.
But I like a burger's usually, if you get your burger at the right, if you get it with the right fat distribution, you can usually, if it's a good cut of meat, like you can just throw it on the grill and it has flavor.
This is not a barbecue podcast, but I wish it would turn into one because I'm learning a lot.
I think that's all I got. And then the other thing I did this week was I ran out of propane. No big deal, which is
you're such a goddamn dad. I love it.
I'm just dad in the suburbs. Now. It's just happening.
You're just ready to start shoveling snow too. That's like your only purposes in life.
I just you know when you know how you're gonna die, and mine is having a shoveling heart attack, snow. Shoveling snow.
Oh, the minute I met you years and years ago, I shook your hand and thought this guy's gonna die shoveling snow for his family.
When I moved back up to Massachusetts, my buddy was like, have fun having a heart attack shoveling snow. And I was like, yeah, that is what's going to happen eventually. Yeah, hopefully it's not till I'm like 75, but.
I mean, my cause of death will probably be like choking on a latke or something. Oh, you know what it will be? I recently got women's multivitamins and they're way too big. They're like horse pills. And my greatest fear is trying to be healthier and take a women's multivitamin, I just choke on the pill and die. So I make my fiance stand next to me when I take the pill in case I choke and die in the kitchen. He can call 911.
Well, I mean, that's just a normal situation all around. So
it's my 50 Shades of Gray. How far can we push this?
So that was it. I made steak tips, which again is like a regional thing. I know there are different steak tips are
finger.
It's like such a big thing in Massachusetts and New England. It's basically like tips of, sometimes you'll see them and they'll be called beef tips or whatever. But in New York, they're really heard. I kind of had an accent.
Heard.
They're kind of heard. I was watching the Cranberries on YouTube. They're just not like a thing. But if you in Massachusetts, everywhere you go, a supermarket, you have steak tips and they marinate them in like barbecue sauce, teriyaki sauce. They're great. They're just cuts of beef. Whatever.
Okay.
So the propane went out of me. I tried to broil them. And I don't know. Have you ever tried to broil anything before?
Yeah, but it's kind of a mystery where it's like, okay, I think I just turn on a flame that is just in the oven, right? And it's like it can burn things super fast.
It happens very quickly.
Yeah, you have to watch it the whole time.
Very quickly. So I had it and I had it cooked perfectly. And then I put it in for a couple more minutes like a dope. And then I brought it back out and it was just, I overcooked it. And it's just a shame.
Here's a tip for your steak tips. Don't burn them. Okay. Now I also had meat, but it was impossible meat. So it was fake meat. We had Impossible Burger makes like fake ground beef stuff. Oh. And we had meatballs, like fake meatballs with pasta, which were really good. I love Impossible Burgers or Beyond Burgers. Have you ever had one of those patties?
IKEA, this tastes good.
IKEA, this is comfortable to eat.
So I don't know if I've had Impossible is like a brand, right?
They're both brands. It's like Beyond and Impossible.
Okay, got it. I think my answer is no. No, I haven't. Yeah. But I'm into it. I want to try it.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, for the patties, you like, you know, you put them in a pan like 4 minutes each side and have it on a burger and it's great. And then, yeah, you can do fun stuff with like the meat crumbles or the meatballs and it's fun. I mean, it's like also I never, even when I like ate red meat, I never really liked the taste of it. And this does have like a, you know, meaty taste. It doesn't taste like synthetic, like soy.
Well, that's
stuff,
what people always say. They'd be like, oh, the Impossible Burger is great. It tastes like a burger.
Yeah, it's like they even do the thing where it's almost like maybe it's beets or something. So it's, it has that like bloody red juice, yeah, coming out where it's like, come on, do we really need, do men need to feel that important about eating meat? That it's like, yeah, I got to have the color. I got to know that this was once alive and now it's not.
I don't enjoy a burger unless there's blood rolling down my chin, mm-hmm, you know? So, yeah.
I mean, you're going to be a great firefighter. I feel like you have the right attitude.
If there is any firefighters out there, get in touch with me because maybe I can start like once a week and I'll just be on the ground.
Like an intern.
Like an intern. Yeah.
You'd be such a good intern. You could fix the toner and the printer.
I could be the office guy.
Office manager for a firefighter.
Yeah. I think I can do it. Well, that sounds good. One time we went to Wahlburgers. No big deal. I only went there once. And
do those only exist in Boston too?
I think they're a national chain now, but obviously I went in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And, wife...
just so everyone knows, this is Mark Wahlberg's burger chain, right?
Don't forget about
Donnie and Mark. Okay. Go on.
And my wife got an Impossible Burger and she said it was good. So,
you know what? I bet it was real meat. I bet Mark Wahlberg's like, hey, it's impossible. Anyone would want a fake burger. Here you go. She got tricked. So now this brings us to our Ellen's Game of Games game segment.
I got one for you.
Oh, you got a game for me?
Wait, did you have a game?
No, I didn't. But I'm actually surprised.
Oh, so you mentioned Seinfeld earlier, but I have a Seinfeld themed game. And I was originally going to do, is this a reason Jerry broke up with a girl, real or fake? But I feel like you would get that. You're very in tune with Seinfeld. So I have a bunch. Maybe there's eight here. I don't know. Reasons Jerry broke up with a girl on the show. And I want you to rank them from one being like acceptable to 10 being like batshit crazy.
Like that's insane.
Like that's insane. Why would you ever break up with someone for that? And I'll play too. So we'll do
and
this
how
together.
And how I should, like, for me, this is like subjective or just
Jerry. I think it's like if someone told you they broke up with someone for this reason, what would you think?
How would I react? Okay.
How would
got
you
it.
React?
I love this.
Okay. So first one. His girlfriend was a masseuse, but she wouldn't give him a massage.
Okay. See, I feel like that kind of makes sense. I'm going to give this like a two or a three because it's like, you have this skill. Why are you, it's like if I dated a chef and he's like, I don't feel like cooking. It's like, this is what you do.
Right. I think she's like, oh, this is work. I don't want to be doing work. But I think every once in a while, you got to give him a little.
Yeah. Also, you know, you got to get your practice hours in if you're a masseuse.
Plus you can turn it into some like sexual stuff. Like, come on. Like, let's go. Let's do a little massage. Ooh, mind
little
if I do
massage.
Right here? Oh, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I feel like that's such an easy way to just spice it up in the bedroom.
Yeah. Make Jerry happy. It's not that hard and you're a professional, you know?
I mean, look, if you're doing it and he's going, what's the deal with a thigh bone?
Yeah,
then it's like, all right, then it's off. That's off.
You throw him out the window. Yeah.
Okay. I agree. I think she could have gave one.
It's pretty reasonable.
Then.
Yeah.
Number two, his girlfriend wouldn't take a bite of the apple pie he was enjoying.
He
wanted her to, he's like, this apple pie is great. Take a bite. And she's like, no, no, no.
Poppy's daughter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then eventually.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Fine. If you don't want to bite, that's fine. But you got to tell me why. She didn't give a reason.
She just shook
her
head.
So for me, again, I hate it. It's like a two or a three for me because it doesn't make sense. I need to know the logic.
I don't know about breaking up with someone over that, but I do get pissed. Okay. Sometimes like you want someone, I try to get my wife to, I'm like, oh, you take a bite of this or have some of this. And she's like, no, because she knows she won't like it, which is totally in her right. But I'm like, dude, just fucking try it. Like I'm saying
just
this is good.
It.
So it's like an attack on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So maybe he's like, if you won't even try it, you got to at least give a reason. Like, oh, I had an apple pie once and I shit my pants. And,
like I am allergic or I'm so full maybe later or my father died from eating an apple pie. An apple truck ran over my father.
Yeah. Next one. Okay. I think I'm with you there. The next one.
Yeah.
She keeps wearing the same dress every time they go out. It's the one she's wearing the white and black dress.
Yep.
Remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He meets her in that antique store.
Right.
When the bicycle falls on Elaine.
Very pretty, by the way. She's very pretty.
Very. I mean, all of these women.
All these women are pretty. Yes. Not
way too pretty for him.
Yeah.
Mullet. it's weird. I mean, he does try to like get to the bottom of it and like go into her apartment. I don't know. To me, it's like you can't break up with someone because of that. It's a 5 or a 6 for me.
If you went out with someone, you started seeing someone, and yes. every time you saw them, they were wearing this exact same outfit. What would you do? Because I think by the third time, I would be like, hey, you really like that. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Wouldn't you say something?
You have to figure out like a tactful way of like, oh, I feel like you love that. You must love that shirt. Or
I'd be like, oh, I'm such an idiot. I would be like, oh, I wear the same jeans a couple days in a row. Do you ever do something like that? You know?
Yeah, right. You have to make it like your weirdness. But also like, is it clean? You know, if it's like, oh, you have the same mustard stain as last time. But if it's like looks laundered, then there's also just like maybe it's like Doug Funny. You know, you just wear one outfit.
I think I would just straight up ask her. I'd go, look, I've noticed that you're wearing the same shirt every time I see you. Are these new shirts? Are you washing them? Because if they were washed, if she was like, look, my boobs look great in this fucking dress and I'm going to wear it every time and I have 50 of them, I'd go, okay.
Right. Maybe you're into a minimalist look, you know, maybe it's like Steve Jobs wore the same shit every day.
Right.
But he's dead. So,
but I do think that would get wild if you couldn't figure out an explanation for it.
You need the explanation. I think it is weird behavior on both ends.
Crazy behavior, if you ask me.
Yes. Yes.
The next one, she didn't like a Dockers commercial she liked a Dockers commercial that he didn't like. So if someone like loves a commercial and you think it's the worst commercial in the world, is there any coming back from that?
Yeah, I think that's a 9 or a 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, just called having a difference on a 30-second commercial. Like, come on.
I mean, Jerry's insane and he thinks every woman should just be him. And then he actually dates himself.
Right,
and
Janine Garofalo, right?
Yeah, so it's like this guy will never be happy. So, but not liking commercial, it's just, that's weird. I mean, look, there are a lot of shitty commercials out there. And if someone was like, oh, I love the Liberty Mutual emu commercial, I'd be like, what the hell is the matter with you?
Right.
But you know, I wouldn't break up with them.
But think of it, like you're out to eat with another couple and they're like, oh, did you ever see this commercial? It's great. She's like, what if she keeps talking about it all the time?
Then I'd be like, can you just shut up, please? You know,
can you shut up?
All right.
I agree with you.
That's telling people to shut up more.
That's fucking wild. I agree with that. All right. Yeah. I got a couple more. This one, he finds out that she used to date Newman.
Oh God. It's like your enemy. If someone dates your enemy, you can't date them.
I feel like, if you find out that someone you're with used to date someone else that you don't consider like on your level, whether they're like looks wise, personality wise, and on top of that, you guys hate each other.
Yeah. And he's a mailman.
To
me, that's a 1 or 2. That's understandable because it's like, well, if you like him and I, yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
It's like you loved him and I hate him and you love me, then I hate you.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a transitive property. Yep.
Oh, no big deal.
So you're learning a lot, guys. Listeners, you're learning a lot.
I got a couple of B's in math classes. Speaking of B's, the reason he broke up with this next woman is because she had fake boobs.
Allegedly.
He thought she had fake boobs. Yeah,
Terry Hatcher. They're real and they're spectacular.
This was the biggest stretch, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Jerry's a horny guy.
So horny.
Hand up. I'm a horny guy. I know a lot of horny guys. Horny guys are not going to break up with you because they think your boobs might be fake. He didn't even touch him yet.
Yeah, it's bad. This is a 10 for me. It's like, Jerry, you dumb piece of shit. You're so superficial, right? And you just care about looks. And it's like, why should it matter if her boobs are fake? And
First of all, it doesn't matter if she has fake boobs.
It's none of your business. None of your business.
Second of all, I mean, at least hook up with her a little first. I mean, I'm sorry to sound so crass, but you know, get in there, you know?
Yeah. You should be so lucky to touch him. Yeah. It's not like, it shouldn't be like a judgment. Like, oh, you're a bad person.
It doesn't make sense because Jerry's so vain. He like scratches off the 31 inch waist thing on his thing. So what does he care? Maybe a therapist would say that he just doesn't like that about himself. So he doesn't want to.
Well, he needs to deal with that because he's a nightmare of a man. Toxic.
Toxic masculinity, folks.
Toxic masculinity.
Two more. I got two more. She didn't. Okay. She asked him to stop doing the voice for her stomach, her belly button. Remember, he's doing like the hello.
Yep.
So she was like, "You got to stop doing that, or else I won't date you anymore." And he chose the voice over her.
See, that's a 10. That's crazy. It's like, if you're doing something that bothers me, just stop it. Like, respect me enough. He does not respect her enough for a bit that's not even funny. The voice isn't good.
As like Kramer and George quickly point out, they're like, dude, that's over. He gave up a relationship for that.
Yeah. Jerry is a mess.
I think it's funny. Like, you can maybe do it behind her back a little for a couple weeks. But then once you start getting like serious, you got to be like, all right, I'm like in a relationship with this person. I'm not going to talk about her belly. Is it her belly button? Her belly? I don't know.
It's her belly button.
Her midriff with some fucking horny neighbor.
Yeah. No, it's disrespectful. We're learning a lot about Jerry. Jerry is a piece of shit who needs twice a week therapy.
Another question about Seinfeld is, how come he doesn't have any comedian friends?
I mean, there's Banya, but he hates Banya. He's a lone wolf and, you know, he only has two friends really. And then Kramer. So I think he's just a weirdo. He's like an introvert kind of.
Which
he's awful.
Makes sense. All right. Last one. He breaks up with a woman because she eats her peas one at a time.
I mean, look, weird quirk.
Eating your peas one at a time is psycho behavior, but breaking up with someone because of that is even crazier.
Is more psycho. Like sometimes what I'll do when I'm eating penne pasta is I'll try to, you know, put the tine of the fork in the middle of the noodle and eat those one at a time. Right. It's like a fun activity,
sure,
you know, I like to be interactive with my pasta, but eating peas one at a time, something happened to you as a child.
If someone came to me, one of my friends came to me and they're like, oh, I was dating this girl. She was great. But, we went out to dinner and she was eating her peas one at a time. And we're done now. I'd be like, hey, you got a fucking screw loose, bro. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Same thing with the boobs thing. I was like, that girl, that woman, she was hot, dude. She was great. She was there. Oh, I think her boobs might be fake. Oh, did you touch them? No, not yet, but I'm speculating. I'm gonna be like,
suspecting.
Dude, get the fuck out of here. You're an idiot.
I have a plot to have my female friend test to see if they are fake.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's just a lot of these issues could be solved with communication, which Jerry is not willing to do. And I think maybe he just wants to be alone. You know, he finds fault with others because he isn't ready to be in a relationship.
I think so.
I think so.
Well, that is it. I there's also, I didn't write them down, but that's for another game. But Elaine breaks up with people for crazy reasons too. I just think
all of hers are rational. As a woman, they're all rational.
except when she started dating that fucking 80-year-old guy. I don't really know what she was doing there.
Well, you know, the elderly have a certain type of charm with their social security benefits.
Hey, I'll tell you what, they got a lot of stories.
They certainly do. And our story has come to an end because this episode's over. Thanks for listening, morning people. You know, rate, review us. All that jazz, and email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We will answer any questions you might have, maybe ruin your life or a relationship.
Someone said that on the Instagram that they listened to this in the afternoon and it hits just as well. So you don't have to listen to it in the morning. I do like hearing that. So it's beautiful.
Wow. It keeps. It's not like coffee. You know, you can have it all day.
It's not like drink now tea. My business. Mm. Invest in it. Ready to drink tea.
You just called it the wrong name. You said
fucking Christ, I know. God damn it. I need to eat. That's why I got some leftover fucking overdone steak tips I got to eat. So I'm going to do that right now.
Well, for that reason, I'm out. All right. Thanks, guys. Nice. Bye.
Bye-bye.